Manene b'yom tochacha.
It's in the middle of the paragraph. The kivin shikvar hisame seitzul chochacham. We spent last week speaking about that. Those two lines of what it means that avodas Hashem that is not pure and clean is disgusting and abominable. And we basically have three different ways of explaining that, in consideration that in Yiddishkeit it's not all or nothing. And we will go on. So manene biyom tochacha im hisrashalnu min ho'iyun hazeh v'hinachnu dover shu kol kach mutlu aleinu shu ikr mo Hashem Elokeinu shoel mimonu. Right? And therefore, in the final analysis, when we are taken be given our final rebuke, right? It's going to be very much negative against us if we didn't take time out to delve into the things that are so incumbent upon us as an ikkar in Yiddishkeit. What does the Rebbe Lashem want from us? Like we said, the main goal of all of Torah and mitzvahs is Yirah Shamayim. And the way he says it is not just Yirah Shamayim, because Yirah Shamayim also includes Avas Hashem, because it's the highest level of Yirah, also includes Ava and the lowest level of Yirah. So Yirah Hashem includes Avas Hashem and Yirah Hashem, and the purpose of Avas Hashem and Yirah Hashem is Dveikus Hashem, is to have that close connection with the Rebbeinu Shel Olam in this world, which then is transformed into Olam Haba in the next world. So, and that's something that just doesn't come naturally. It's something that you have to give a lot of thought to and put a lot of effort into acquiring it. Hayitokein, sheyiga v'yamo sichleinu, is it possible that a person should put so much effort with his mind, v'chakiros ha'shelon ischayvuba, in investigating things that you're not required to do, in pilpulim that nothing concrete will come from them, v'dinim asher einom shayochim lanu, and learning laws that have no connection to us at all, things that are not lamaisa, u'mashe chayovim onu leboreinu chova rabba nazveu lehergum, and what we are required to do, right? Tremendous responsibility, right? That will leave to think that we're going to get it by instinct, just by itself. Then anicheu lemitzus anoshim ulumada, we'll do it by habit, and not really investigate it and look into it, however. So it would seem over here, it's a very dangerous paragraph here, because it would seem from here that what most yeshivas do is what he is castigating. They spend most of their time, right, delving into sugyas in Gemara that have nothing to do lemaisa, right? We don't have too many oxen goring anybody or people falling into boros or any of the other things that most of the time that is discussed in practice detail. Huh?
Practice going buses.
Right. The those kind of animals there are, but otherwise there are not too many animals around. Really, we should be spending the whole day either learning halacha, right, or at least delving into halachas that are nogeil ma'isa, Shabbos, Yontif, something like that, but not those parts of the Gemara that are not practically applicable. Or we should be learning Musar all day, and it's delving into Avas Hashem and Yiras Hashem or whatever, yeah? He's talking about here delving into things that pilpulim, that will reach to no specific practical end, or learning dinim, so I'm a dinim, laws. Asher einam shayochim lanu. No. Dinim is not those dinim and secular subjects. Dinim is laws, Torah laws. He's talking here about Torah learning. That instead of delving into things that are lamaisa, and especially delving into things that will bring a person to Avas Hashem and Yiras Hashem, a person spends his time delving into other things. What are we going to answer when we're asked, how come we didn't spend our time delving into things that are l'chora more practical and more, we're more responsible for them?
He doesn't say that without passage. He says, how can it be that you spend all the time on one thing and leave this out totally? How do you spend time to pull them in a dinim without going into just the mitzvahs and what were chayavim levareinu? How can they just leave that to Herakl?
Okay.
If you do both, so it doesn't say you should do only that either.
No, but the impression is very clearly that every second that you're osik in one at the expense of the other, right? You have a choice which one to be osik in. Avadi, you have to be osik in the one that's more practical. Same logic, right? I'll spend 10 minutes on this and 7 hours on the other. Does that make sense? Lachar, if it's kedai to put your effort into something, put it into the thing that's more practical, that you're more mechuyev to do, instead of things that the way he describes them are very, very derogatory. Chakiris hashalom ischayvu bam bepulam hashalom yetzer lanu shum primehem v'dinam asher einam shayochim lanu. Right, pretty negative thing. So if you have a choice, what should you spend 7 hours a day doing or 15 minutes a day doing? Right, same conclusion. Right, it's not that. Of this you should do part of the time, a little bit of time, shouldn't completely avoid it, but the rest of the time do these other things. It doesn't fit.
Yeah.
Not at all.
When this is written, was that more of the norm in the Torah world?
No, that was in the same norm as today. Same thing that people did now, they did then. They didn't do different. Shivas were the same way they were today as was they were since in Bavel, and that's what they learned in Gemara. Right? It was Gemara. And just go through the Gemara, you'll see what the seder of learning was.
I does fit, but other a second point is talk about pipulim, which is not going to have any fruit on it, or dinim that's not shaya. Then what about dinim that are shaya, or pipulim that has a pre that come from it?
So that means the pre is something lemaisa.
No,
okay?
Doesn't mean that.
Why? Something that will come lemaisa. What's the pre?
What does it mean?
What does it mean? People sat and learned things that were not no learning. There's no tachlis to it. That's what he's talking about. Then he should stop, go against those things. There's no tachlis to learn something. There's no tachlis to it. So not something. There is a tachlis to it, but there's no pre. Dinam asher enum shayochim lanu. We won't get any toelis out of that learning. That's lemaisa, right? Chakiros hashalom is chayiv ubo. Not chayiv in anything, right? Just stop. Learning for the sake of learning. That's what people do. They learn for the sake of learning. Like that's what he's talking about. He's not talking about things that are a waste of time. It's not learning. He's talking about learning. But learning that's not shy, ichlonu, dinim that won't come out of it, nothing, no lemaisa, no pre will come out of the pill. It's pilpul, lemana pilpul. No lemaisa is going to come out of that. Now, that you're going to have anything, any practical application.
There are others who do talk about such things.
They talk about pilpulim that are not Torah. They're not emes. But he's not talking about that. He's talking about Torah. He's talking that the reason why these things aren't good is not because intrinsically they're not important. They're intrinsically important, l'chora. But if you have a choice to do this or to do what you're chayiv to do, better spend your time doing what you're chayiv to do. Otherwise, he's not. This is the purpose of this Mesillas Yesharim, is not to attack learning that is not proper learning. So I'm a proper learning. But if you have the question is this kind of learning, which is maybe proper, or the kind of learning that will be something that you're chayiv to do. You're chayiv to get the pre from it. You're chayiv to know how to have avas Hashem, yiras Hashem, right? Dinim that are shayiv to you. So you have a choice to do one or the other. Which one are you going to do? That's what he's talking about. He's talking about those things are not good, not because they're not good in itself. He didn't say you shouldn't be learning these things. But if you're going to be asked, how come you spent your time with this? Right? If the thing itself intrinsically is no good, then forget about the fact that you should have been doing something else. Shouldn't have been doing this. You're wasting your time. He didn't say that. He says the question is going to be, how come you spent your time on this and not on this? That's the question. Not how come you spent your time on this altogether. I'm not talking about things that are pilpulim, shalhevel, or whatever. It's not what he's talking about. It's not the purpose of the safe. Talking clearly about things that are Torah, but they're not as as seemingly as important or as lamaisa as those parts of Torah that are dinim hashayochim lanu, pilpulim, that a pri will come from them, meaning you'll come to some conclusion from them that you really need. And stop, you learn chakiras, that what's it called, lo nischaivu bam, that all these things are legitimate learning. But the question is, why are you spending your time in this and not in the more important learning, which is more lamaisa? That's the intention. So, and this, again, the same taina will be if you spend 15 minutes on this and 7 hours on the other. How come you only spend 15 minutes on this and you spend 7 hours on the other thing? Right, so, lechora, that means that all the learning that's been done for hundreds, thousands of years is the Mesillas Yesharim is saying that's not what people should be learning. They should be sitting and learning Mussar all day, right? Making chakiras in Avos Hashem and Yiras Hashem, and they shouldn't be learning those parts of the Gemara. They're not shaykh to us. Or if they learn it, they should learn it 15 minutes a day. But the ikar of the learning should be the other thing. And that lechora is connected to the whole seder halimud. Right, and I'm sure that that's not what the Mesillas Yesharim meant, and especially since Reb Chaim, the Beis Halevi, right, Reb Beis Halevi has a whole piece of Torah on the fact that the second Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, the first Beis Hamikdash was destroyed because Shelo Berchu BaTorah Tchila, just because of what the Mesillas Yesharim is intimating, that they thought that the purpose of Torah was that it's lemaisa. You'll learn how to do mitzvahs. You'll learn how to have Avos Hashem and Yiras Hashem. So Torah is not a benefit in itself, intrinsically. It's because you need it to learn how to do mitzvahs. Whatever the mitzvahs may be. Mitzvahs halavavos, positive mitzvahs, or whatever. And they didn't see any intrinsic value in learning Torah. And therefore they didn't make a bracha on it. Because you only make a bracha on something where the thing itself is a mitzvah. Like, you make a bracha when you sit in the sukkah on sukkahs. But you don't make a bracha on building the sukkah. Because the mitzvah of building the sukkah is not a mitzvah. It's a preparation for being able to fulfill the mitzvah. So on preparations, you don't make a bracha. On the gemar mitzvah, on the end product, you make a bracha. You don't make a bracha on preparation. And they understood that Torah was a preparation for action. You have to learn Torah so you'll know what to do. And therefore they didn't make a bracha on it. Their mistake was that Torah is an intrinsic value to itself, even if it'll never lead you to anything lemais. And it's clear the parts of the Torah, they're not lemais altogether, according to some opinions in the Gemara. Then Soru Mora, Irani Dachas, never would happen, never could happen. Drosh v'kabel schar. Just learn about it, it's not lemais, it's never going to happen, never going to be lemais. It's chaken pi, you could spend days, weeks, months, years learning these things, going into it with all the different chakiras, it's never going to be lemaisa, and there's a mitzvah to learn it. There's a separate mitzvah of learning, not because it's going to bring you to doing. Avada, you have to learn what you do. But avada, you have to learn also things that you never will do. But the learning itself, just learning Torah Hashem, first of all, keeps the world going. So Torah has an intrinsic value beyond any rationale. Learning Torah, any part of Torah, has tremendous value. It's not just because it's going to lead you to do something practical. Just the learning itself, even if it's totally theoretical, right? Torah can't remain theoretical where it can lead you to do something, and you don't do it, then it has no value at all. But we're talking about those parts of Torah that don't have to lead you to anything because there's no practical application. Still, there's a mitzvah to learn Torah. So the Mesillas Yesharim seems to be going against that. That the ikar of Torah is what you're supposed to do. Yeah.
I was wondering, why can't we say that in the past they had all these prerequisites, and therefore they were able to sit and learn and do these things? And if you don't have them, then you have to go do them.
That's very nice, but Mesillas Yesharim didn't live yesterday. He's talking about his time, right?
Could be ready in his time.
So when did they have all those prerequisites?
They had the Bism English. Some people had Yira, they had Abba, they had Lacham, and Racham, they were great.
And how did they get it?
Obviously, we have a down. That's why we have the Muslim movement that continues to go. There's a whole.
Yeah, but I'm saying, but how did they get that? Did they spend most of their time learning that or not?
Intrinsic in
the. Well, that's what he says doesn't happen. There's no such thing intrinsic. That's what he got finished. That's what he gets said. There's no such thing as intrinsic. He's not talking to Amaratzim. He's talking to the greatest people. Yira Shemaim is not intrinsic. Just as much as anything else in Torah is not intrinsic. There's a Rambam. The Rambam, yeah, okay.
If you don't understand, you're saying that people are learning all these things that are maybe not so lamaisa, and they're leaving aside the things that they have their obligation, but it's the obligation to learn those things. So why is that not that you're doing your obligation by learning those things?
No, but you're not learning those things. In other words, you could choose what to learn, okay?
Right.
So why choose to learn something that will not bring you to anything lemaisa when there are things that you could learn and fulfill the same mitzvah of Talmud Torah, which are things that will bring you lemaisa, and things that you're required to do every day. And if you don't learn them well, you won't know what to do. So why take your time and spend most of the time learning the things that you're not required to do necessarily, right? When you could be learning and fulfilling the same mitzvah of things that you're required to do. That's the thrust of what he's saying. But is that really true? That means that the major part of Torah that should be learned is only things that are lemaisa.
You don't just say that the person does not have an obligation to learn everything?
Oh, okay. We'll see. That's a good point. But you hear the question. The question is, it seems from here that somebody would want to, and this is one of the reasons why there was such opposition to the Musar movement. Not because of this Mesillas Yesharim, but because people said that Enochanai, we should spend all day learning Musar. And not learning what had been learned, you know, regular Mesorah of learning. And there are many Gedolim who said that's as much of a revolution as any other revolution. And revolutions in Yiddishkeit are usually not all that positive, because there's a Masorah, there's a reason why things were done. Sometimes there have to be changes. But drastic changes that change from one extreme to another what was done over generations are usually short-lasted, short-lived, and not usually right. This is one of the reasons why there was a tremendous opposition to the Musar movement, where it was mamish fights in yeshivas, mamish fist fights over Musar. They threw mashgichim out of yeshivas because they belonged to the Musar movement or didn't belong to the Musar movement or whatever. Rosh yeshivas were banished from their yeshivas. What's it called? They tell it in one Purim. They picked up the tells of Rosh Yeshiva, the ones who were the anti-Musar, because he brought Musar into the yeshiva, and they picked him up on a chair, supposedly, you know, giving him a lot of COVID, and he kept screaming, "Enough COVID, enough COVID!" And then they found out there were nails sticking out of the chair. Don't get any ideas. So, what does he mean? He doesn't mean that. And basically, none of the, maybe the exception, again, of individuals that were charigim, but none of the major Musar people avowed changing all the starim in yeshivas and learning Musar a whole day, or substituting the Musar topics or halacha topics for the regular Sdorim of a yeshiva. Okay, so why not? Why isn't that what the Mesillas Yesharim is saying? So what I think is the following. You have to understand the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, what it includes, and then you have a little bit of an understanding here. It's still not 100%, but there's a mitzvah of learning just for the sake of learning. Okay, that is called the mitzvah v'hagisa bo yom v'layla. To learn and to delve into Torah, you could learn the same thing for your whole life. You're mekayim that mitzvah. V'gisa b'yom v'layla. Then there's a mitzvah of limaditem osam, that you have to learn the whole Torah. You have to know everything in the Torah, right, from beginning to end. And that means pretty much all the mitzvahs in the Torah, not just the mitzvahs that are lamaisa, that are applicable, but all the mitzvahs that the Torah contains, that's called Yudias Kol HaTorah. That means all of Chumash, all of Nach, all of Mishnayis, and all of the Gemara that is pertinent to each of those Mishnayis, so you know pretty much everything about every part of Torah. There's a mitzvah for everybody to learn that. Okay. there's also a mitzvah to learn it in the deepest way that you can. That's called amelus batorah, not just to learn it peripherally, but to delve into it. The for sure, right, if a person has only a limited amount of time, the Chafetz Chaim says clearly that you have to give priority to learning the halachas that you're chayef to do. Okay? Because if you don't know how to live a Jewish life, Torah life, then what's it all for? So that's priority.